Morning, everybody. We are now starting our meeting. I think everybody is having an agenda in front. Somebody chairing petitions and members' legislative proposals. Sorry for those that are not used that we are normally having our meeting at this time at 8 o'clock. But thanks anyway, everybody's here. Welcoming everybody. I'm Jomo Nyambi. It's better to start from my right, knowing who's here, so that we can get on with the business of this morning.
Good morning, Chairperson of the Committee, Chairperson of the Council, and Chief Whip, Honourable Members. My name is Freddie Adams. I'm a permanent delegate of the Western Cape.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, Chief Whip, and the members of the Committee. I'm Nomonde Khasmeni, member of this Committee from Northwest.
Morning. I'm Tunga Matila, member of the Committee from Gauteng.
Chair, good morning, everyone. My name is Matome Halkrim-Khwali from Limpopo.
Morning, Chair. I'm T.J. Gunda from the Northern Cape. I'm a permanent delegate.
We'll stop from Bloom and come this side.
Good morning, Chairperson, Chair of the Council and the Chief Whip. My name is Louis Zimande from the City of Choice, Msunduzi, KwaZulu-Natal.
Dumelang kaofela, lebitso ya ka ke Ntate Dennis Bloom, ke tswa Mane Kroonstad, Free State. Thank you.
Come.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Johnny van Westhuizen, and I'm the committee assistant.
Good morning. I'm Suraya Adhikari, Chief Legal Advisor to Parliament.
Good morning, Gary Rauder, Legal Advisor.
Good morning, honorable members. I'm Joy Watson, and I am responsible for managing the research support to this committee.
Good morning. My name is Pilliswa Snege, secretary to the Chief Visual Whip of the Enzo of KZN.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Roslyn Molloy-Titus, a personal assistant to the Chief Whip, Nosipho Ntunambi.
Good morning, honorable members. I'm Zama Mvulane in the office of the Chief Whip of NCOP. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Mzwanile Mwakwana. I'm from PMG.
Good morning, Chair, Chairperson and Chief Whip and honorable members. My name is Chetamu Fuking from the Free State.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Tandama Dima, Committee Secretary.
It's Joseph. Honorable members, we are so fortunate to remember that in terms of the procedure of the National Council of Provinces, Honorable Chairperson referred a matter to this committee last year, Honorable N.J. Maslang. As a committee, we're supposed to make it a point that we deal with it until we conclude it. And it's a matter that we're grappling with for almost the entire part of last year to date. So we're so fortunate today, Honorable N.J., you are more than welcome. It's part of us to see what we have done as a committee. And not only Honorable MJ, we welcome the presence of the Chief Whip of the National Council of Provinces. Honorable Ntwanambi, you are welcome. These are the people that were up and down when we go to their office and say we want to have the up and down going to Kroonstad doing all the other things. Well, they'll have an opportunity to say a thing or two. So, honorable members, in view of time and the issue that we have that is very critical, we thought that it would be in order for us to not waste time and deal with minutes, reports, and deal with all the other things. We have this very important task in front of us. At some stage, Honorable Chairperson, when we met as the committee after visiting the people that will introduce themselves, we have them here, Mr. Mfukeng, no, Mr. Mokwena. As a committee, from the word go, we're speaking with one voice, even though we're arguing, fighting about the approach, but we're speaking with one voice. All of us, irrespective of political affiliation, we said this is a real classical historical injustice case. And if we are a committee that has been tasked to deal with petitions in Parliament, at no stage are we going to take any other petition, Honorable Chairperson, that you have referred to us until we conclude a historical injustice that is in front of us. And that was the spirit and the mood, and that's how we work, and the commitment was around the interpretation. And when we came to that conclusion, it was simple for us to join as members of this committee. And you might have seen, as you are, both of you, the Chief Whip and the Chair, you are with us today for the first time. You might have noticed, or you have noticed, that is the only committee in Parliament, I've said it before, is the only committee in Parliament of South Africa that is blessed to have a lot of chairpersons. It's the only committee in Parliament. In this committee, you have a lot of chairpersons. And it makes it to be simple if ever you are chairing, facilitating, to deal with issues. In any other committee, you'll get one, you'll get two, but in this one, you have them in abundance, of course. So that was really assisting when dealing with this case. Honorable members, we have been dealing with the case of Mufukeng and Mkwena. It's a topical issue not only in South Africa, in the whole world. That is why if you can Google and deal with their case, when we read about it, it was something that is tough to believe until you meet these two guys that are part of us today. So I'll take this opportunity now. Parliament of South Africa, on Sprat, we talk, siyabulabula, siyabua, siyakhuluma, siyatheta. In South Africa, we've got 11 official languages. And if ever you feel you want to express yourself in Afrikaans, feel free, don't worry. If ever you feel that you want to express yourself in English, it's not an issue. Uma ufuna ukukhuluma isiSwati, uyasikhuluma. So, the issue of Mfukeng and Mkwena, as they are here today, it's after, to give the summary for them to get in, and the rest of you, including the chair and the chief, will can take us in concluding what the next step that we're going to take. We have been able to assist them to be released, but of course there are some conditions attached to them being out. And if ever we're agreeing that it's a historical injustice, and when we're in Kronstadt on the second, honorable members, we went to our documents to check, and what they gave us, they were arrested on the 2nd of April 1992, even though they were convicted in March 1993, but they were arrested on the 2nd of April 1992, and they were released on the 2nd of April 2011.
So on that day when they were released, it's 19 solid years. It was one of those rare cases, whether it's quality coincidence or whatever. Today, it's if I'm not mistaken, it's the 11th. 11th, ne? No, I'm saying today is the 11th day since they are out. They are enjoying their freedom, joining us, being part of the democratic South Africa. So we are... We felt as a committee that if ever we are saying it's a historical injustice of the apartheid government, we're not going to celebrate to see them out with all the conditions and all the other issues. The chairperson has given us the task. We have dealt with the petition. Now they are out, but there are some other issues that we have to deal with. But before getting to deliberations and keeping the leadership that's here to say a thing or two, let me take this opportunity, starting with Ubabu Mfokeng, give him an opportunity. This is the committee. This is the leadership. The man next to Mr. Honorable Mfokeng is Mr. Mahlangu. Is the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, is the man who referred the petition to us, is the person who is in charge of our house. And then next to him, it's Honorable Mtuanambi, the chief whip. I think we have met her yesterday. It's a fearless fighter. She will fight with us when having study group to say, no, Nyambi. You can't say you are winning yet we don't see the results. So, Honorable Chief Whip, we have them now in front of us. We fought in your office many a times. We had several number of meetings. So, we'll take this opportunity to allow you are welcome to the Democratic South Africa. This is the very same month that one of our rare breed leaders, Solomon Kalushi Mahlangu, was hanged in April. So in celebrating his life is to see you getting out. What a memorable month. So we are giving this opportunity to you, Mfokeng. You are free to express yourself, say whatever, and speak whatever language. You are free. The first speaker is going to be Fusi Mfokeng. Both of you are going to have an opportunity. Then the rest would follow. And if ever, members, there's something that you must still want to understand, because we said we're not going to rest until we make sure that we bring this thing to its logical conclusion. We don't want any other person that will come and say this or that and end up confusing these innocent fellow South Africans. Mfokeng?
Fusi Mfokeng. Kajeno lena ke rata ho leboha haholo komiti e teletsweng pele ke wena ntate Nyambi, ka hore ka mora dilemo tseo tse teleletseng e sale ntse re sokola ka tsona ho leka ho phahamisetsa sello sa rona ho ka ba pusong tlasa maemo a ne go tshwara ka ona a ile a re utlwisa bohloko haholo.
We would have to get translations for the benefit of others. At least I can.
And Mfokeng can speak both languages. Mfokeng, before even Bloom can translate, you can assist and speak the language that all can understand.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Nyambi. I wanted to thank you as a chairperson of the committee that assisted us in making sure that today we are free, and also taking this opportunity to thank each and every member of your committee, and secondly, the South African Parliament in general. I'm aware that we are free today because of this democratic parliament. And I would like to also thank those who are not here in this committee who also helped in making sure that today we are free. I'm very much excited to an extent of not having enough words on how I can express my joy just to be free. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gwen.
Dumedisa Kofela Katumiana Kala Kaldumedisa Mudlas Tula Ronel in Tatanyambi, the Basilisi Mole and Kofela Kerobona. So she says, I think Afrika Busalabarona, Abalewe, Yarko Sengilin and Ramasik, Kiena la Carbule Rexela, and Tinton so she says, Longari, Naralabala Bello would be thing. Tite was the same matter. Ntate mfuke ngosadi buile ntho e nka e buang gore ga ke tsebe nka reng jalo ka modulasetulo ntate Nyambi a la tlhalosa gore ke matsatsi a leshome le motso o mongwe ge le masea a matšha go the New South Africa. So ga ke tsebe gona nka leboa ga kae ntho e nka e leboang ka go fetisisa. Ke le rata ho lebisa ditebo tsa ka go former president ya rona e leng ntate o lehlatlhana Nelson Mandela. Gobane ke na le tumelo e feletseng gore ga e ne se ka yena go tlamehile be le gore nna sekolo Mokwena le ntate Futhi Mofokeng ga re tsebagale gore se ile sa tsala ka gona keng. Ke gopola ka di 5 March 1993 tšatši e ne re a tlhola e le ntate JP Malebe. Ke tsena ke tla kwala dibuka tsa ya matsilong sa ya se bua ka melwana re. Wena Mokwena le Mofokeng le hlonono bane thapo e fetisitse. Go no tshwanetse be le hore ke le palamisa today go tsane ba tswe ba le haka ha le batho. Le tswala ta batho ba ANC kwana ba tlo bula magu a mona le nana ANC ya lona e tla nka puso ke a tswa tsama. So ke a leboa ha ke tsebe nka reng ka nnete ke a leboa holo mosebetsi ohle le uyen tsen le panako le ba mosebetse mo nyalo na botlhoka ka toko le ba le ntsweleng le re batla go bona tsokolo le mo Mofokeng ba tswile ka ga changana ka le boa go lo empa kana go tsose ke tsotso se tsere di tsang harbe tsaparo na huyo a tsotseng tsohle tse o dumalena le fatho ba ne thato se ke a hai tsela yo re tsamaileng 19 years a se mang le mang a ka phumela ba bangata ba wile ba bangata ba tswile ke le ditopo ba bangata ba tswile le go kelelo tsa bone a di sebetse. So ke ka ona ke reng ke leboa Modimo ga e le mo nna le ntate Mofokeng Modimo le a re kenya dihotlapa a re etsa tjena gore dikelelo tsa rona dilemo tsena tse leshome le motso robong re di sebedise ka dintho tseo di tla gaya bophelo ba rona ga re fila ka ntle le o ka etsala re fila ka ntle difamily tsa rona di fedile ka fela be re tseba gorena re kala kae go gaya bokamoso ba rona. Ke a leboa ga ke tsebe gona nka leboa kae ka nnete sena se ke se bonang se etsala ka ona motsotso ka nnete ga se golo e go nna gore ke nna maobane goseng e re ke reng labedi a re ne re tloa Betleleme go thwerea re le gobala hoteleng wa re Thambo itsa ke go abala ka kgomama ke gapela ke re Modimo ke a o leboa le lona botlhe bonkgono le bontatemolo ba robetseng ga e le mona ke lala ntsamaisa ka tlasa moriti ya lona go fitlhela ka lena letsatsi ne ke sa kgolo gore e tlabe le nna tshokolo Mokwena kothong o ya o R Tambo o lo palama sofane o ya Cape Town parlamenteng. So ke a leboa batswadi ba ka empa mantswe ka go qetela ke re tsotlhe tse re di etsang ga re leboe Modimo. Bogato bo bong le bo bong bo bonkang e ba le bonnete ba gore o na le di-results tse botlhokwa di-planeng tsa gago tsa bophelo. Ke a lebo.
Can you do the summary?
Because, yeah.
But he is, in summary, he is saying that he is very grateful for each and every person who have assisted in their release. He is saying that it was not an easy, very easy road to travel. 19 years, it's not a child's play. He is saying that prison is not a very nice place to live in. And when they were there, they were not concentrating on any other thing, gangsterism or whatever. They were concentrating on their sentence, to finish their sentence. He said when the judge Maleba passed a judgment on them, he said after he closed his books, he said, "You, the two of you, you are going after the ANC. If that sentence was there, I could have passed the death sentence on you, so that you must be hanged, sent to Pretoria to be hanged." He is saying that Monday evening, when people were telling him that they are going to sleep at Johannesburg O.R. Tambo hotel, he could not believe it. When he was in his room, he fell on his knees and prayed and thank God. He could not believe what he saw. When he was told that he's going to fly to Cape Town, it's the first time for him to go into a plane, and it's very, very heartening to see that the new South Africa is really a place where there's hope. He is saying that all these things, we must thank Ntate Mandela for everything that is happening in the new South Africa. But he wants to thank each and every one here. But he's saying you, as the chairperson, Comrade Nyambi, he must thank you for pushing this thing so hard. That is, in summary, what they have said.
Yeah, before giving you members to get whatever, so that we can give the others an opportunity to raise something, I must indicate that, you know, when dealing with this case, it was very clear, honorable members, Mfokeng was 25, he had only started 7, but struggling in prison even to write the letters and to write that English and the other thing. Today, it's somebody with standard 10 and it's with a higher certificate in UNISA as an abbot tutor. Mokwena was, you know, they were youth, both of them, they were youth, young people, was 31. Today, it's 50 and he has got an N4 in welding. And these are people that for the past 19 years, that made some of us to be emotionally touched. For the past 19 years, when you go to their files, to their records, not even a single record of any offense in prison. And they said, according to the rules, you stay in maximum. To get out of maximum, you must have served a particular number of years to go to whatever section. And Mokwena was in maximum for 16 solid years, and he was removed in maximum by Mofokeng, because Mofokeng has now standard 10 and he can even write. He wrote to the powers that be to say, you can't have somebody who has never even fought or been part of a gangsterism to be still in maximum. And that's how he was saved from maximum. And when they led the celebration of getting out of maximum, getting to the other side, and you can realize that if ever, as members, we have a classical case of such a thing, their story has got everything. Pain, at the same time, it can motivate a person to see that if you are having a will and you are positive, there's nothing impossible. And that is why today they are part of us. And
and allow members to raise. These people are free that if ever want to take a particular decision or what, there's something that we can understand, then at the end I'll give the two, but I'll start with you, honorable members.
Well, thank you, Chair.
No, I think there's something that must be raised by the chief. We then get in on it.
I'm sorry, Chair. I have to go to another meeting, so can I get just a minute and then leave?
No, please. We can give you with pleasure. Then we can get
go on. Business. Thank you, Chairperson, and the support staff of Parliament, Honorable Chairperson of the NCOP, who was petitioned and referred the petition to the committee. I do want to thank the committee for really making sure Nyami's right. I would phone him every week to say what's happening now. Where is the case now? It's not about a person linked to the ANC. Yes, we are unashamedly ANC members. We can't apologize for having fought for freedom, but we, in fighting for freedom, we made sure that no one would ever be sentenced for a crime he had not committed, he or she had not committed. We were convinced when the case was put to us, Chairperson, for the first time we had documents from high courts and Supreme Courts of Appeal for the first time in our lives. And somebody had to explain to us how this happened. We are now, maybe Advocate Adikari would have to help us better. We now know legal terms, purpose of whatever, common purpose, and all those things, that if by association I'm Bloom's friend, I would have to go down with him. I do want to thank the chairperson of the NCOP for having taken that petition. You know, here in Parliament, many of those petitions fall by the wayside. And many of them, because they come from another, we are in the first Parliament, those issues that were left inside the Parliament are never dealt with. This is one time in the life of the NCOP when I'm a member, of course. This is my third term here in the NCOP, where we've successfully worked out such that two people are released. It's not about compensation. I would understand they may have those other legalities. That's for them to pursue. But as for us, as the NCOP, it's a good achievement. And unfortunately, Chair, I had to tell the chairperson because he was petitioned to look at the case. I also want to thank, of course, those who really helped us with this case. And we must always mention to people that without the assistance of the two departments, we would not have been where we are. The media, the media in South Africa is anti-ANC. But in this case, they really played their constructive role of making sure that the two offenders, call them offenders, were released. I know they were not offenders, and I'm convinced they were never offenders even then. But of course, I hope they haven't left any other one in prison who unfortunately faced the same situation as well. And to Mr. Mfukeng and Mr. Mkwena, you are welcome in the new South Africa. You were jailed before the country was free. What's good is that at least you were released during the Heroes Month. At least you are one of the heroes. You see, we always say, Apaliwa Magama Makhawe. It's unfortunate that your names are not appearing anyway. But to us here in Parliament, your names will always be there. That during this month, we had this achievement, and in our lives as well, we'd be proud because we've done something for people, which is what we want, a better life for all in our country. That's what we stand for. Thank you, Chen.
Thanks. Honorable Adams?
No, thank you, Chair. Chair, I think our work is not done in terms of this petition. We can't close it and say we have closed it, Chair. I think as a committee we have to express ourselves also to the powers that be to pardon this to comrades of us, whether it's presidential pardon for them to be free, because this will forever hang on to their life, a criminal record, although it's not non-fault of theirs. But if they have a pardon, a presidential pardon, the record can be wiped clean. They can start with a clean slate, clean piece of paper. No records or anything. So I think as a committee chair, I would really propose that our next step would be to write or to express ourselves as a committee to the powers that be to seek the favor of the pardoning of the two petitioners. Because if we go through the petition, they say they want to be free, they want to be released, and they want their names to be cleared. So I think that should be our next step as a committee chair, that we should really take it. Then after the pardon has been granted to them, then we can finally say as a committee, we have now closed the book, we have done our work properly, they are totally then free. Because now they've got conditions in terms of parole conditions. Which they, I don't know what the conditions are, but some of it, that they can't move outside 30 kilometers from the residential areas. They need to report 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or what time. They need to be at home at a certain time. If they go and look for jobs, that the record will always be there. So I think as a committee chair, it's our duty then to express ourselves and to the powers that be and say, but please, pardon these people. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Hosmein?
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I think Honorable Adams is quite correct to make this proposal. And on the motivations that he has based before the committee, I would like to second that proposal, that indeed it would be correct for the committee to make such a request. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Madila? Thanks, Chair. Chair, I agree with my colleagues. But I think we are fortunate now that the chair of the house is here. That maybe it will be important that in taking that route, let us have a house resolution. So that in terms of, if we resolve in the house, so that the chair of the house can then, in line with what my colleagues have indicated, maybe from that resolution, and that resolution is taken up to the necessary offices to deal with that specific matter. And that's how I think should be a proposal. Either we debate this matter in the House and resolve upon it, and I'm not sure, but I think we'll be guided by the Chair of the House. Thank you. Mohobi, sorry.
Thank you, Chair. Let me join my colleagues and concur with the approach that they are out of prison, but they are not free. And then we need to pursue it at the other level. What is important that we'll pursue their freedom with them around. So that, because if they are not free, how do they stand up and start their life? Freedom of movement is very important. I think we need to pursue that. But also just to say to them, they are our heroes. They were not necessarily serving their sentence as individuals. It was part of the struggle. The freedom and democracy we are enjoying is part of their sweat in prison and even before. We would want to thank you very much, though we can't pay anything out of the sweat that we suffered. We thank you very much. Thank you.
Honorable Gunda?
Thank you, Chair. I also agree with my colleagues that they have said previously, but there's something I would like to add here. Chair, and I'm glad that the chairperson is in this meeting this morning. if you listen to what these people have said, it's very painful. And we must not take this thing for granted. This is a big case, a big one in the sense of it was, as Honorable Mohoe has just said, and if I've heard what Mukwena has just said this morning, after they have been sentenced, it is painful to hear just because you have supported the liberation movement, you deserve to die. And for that, I think I must congratulate the chairperson of the NCLP. I must congratulate you as the chairperson of this committee. I have seen it in the meetings, how you act when it comes to this committee, to this case. I still remember the last meeting before we went to Kroonstad. You did not ask us. You were telling us, I want your names. I give it to somebody, and this thing must be approved by that. We're going to Kroonstad now. We're going to the Constitutional Court as well. And that attitude, you really encourage us by setting an example that, listen here, anything is possible in this new South Africa now. The laws and regulations that have been made by this new government and this constitution has been drawn up by this new government, and the people are involved. It's a sign that we are heading in the right direction. And I want to say this last thing, Chair. Some people think if you are honest with yourself and tell the truth, you are siding with someone else. From my side, yes, there were mistakes made. But let me congratulate this institution by setting an example that people will no longer be allowed to suffer unnecessarily. And this institution, through this chairperson of this house, and you, Chair, in this committee, has set an example. And I think the world will take notice of what's happening in this country. We are not here to bluff people that we are free. We are fighting still for our people to be free. And I would like to support the idea that this matter must be in a resolution, take seriously, get the pardoning so that we can keep on celebrating. And for the last, I would like to say to all the members who were involved right from the beginning, even those who were not there the day when they were released, the fact that you take part in the meetings, the fact that you went to oversight, the fact that you were there and listening to their complaint, to the petition, you have played a major role. I thank you, Chair.
Thanks. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I would also like to excuse myself, Chair. We have to join the Chief Whip in that meeting that she's leaving for. But, Chairperson, concurring with my colleagues, I need to further make an emphasis, Chair, that when we were debating last year the Correctional Services budget vote, one of the points that we were hammering was the fact that the program of rehabilitation, you know, of offenders, they are quite critical. We made that point, Chair, because you see, we see it now today. When you were saying to us how they skilled themselves, they made themselves normal, so-called normal. As citizens and as ordinary human beings in South Africa that has, you know, social needs like all of us. Therefore, Chair, I'm making this call then that now that they are certificated in a number of areas, that I mean the private sector and even the government, local government, that they, whilst we are fighting for the pardon and everything else, that they should be able to get into the mainstream economy, into the mainstream social life, and be active and manage to utilize the skill and enjoy the benefit of their endurance in studying and skilling themselves. I really want to make that emphasis and that call to everyone. I mean, even if media has been constructive in playing the role, they should also be constructive in making sure that their story is closed better by them finding employment, finding something to do. I think, Chair, we need to make that emphasis. All of us, the government departments, they should, and even the private sector themselves, besides the record and whatever else, because we are all convinced that they were wrongly convicted. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Bloom.
I can see that there's another meeting. People are waiting outside. But let me, in two words, I support what the comrades have said. But it is not only that. You see, both of them have said that many of their families passed away. Many of the lives of them are destroyed for 19 years. So I personally, whilst I support that, it's not only that, but they must take legal action against anyone who have caused the suffering and pain to them. This is one section, the pardoning. They can be pardoned and whatever, but that is not a compensation for what they went through for the 19 years there. So if there's help from any other person, from the committee or from another source, we must help them so that they must get what they deserve. All of us are saying they were not guilty. So all of us must assist them. The person who put them there must account. Chairperson, let me also thank the chairperson, Ndate Mahlangu, for the drive and push for these two people to be released. I know that our chairperson, Nyambi, have always said to us, the chairperson wants results. We have delivered Ndate. Here are the two people, through Ndate Nyambi, through these members here. Thank you very much, Ndate Mahlangu. Thanks.
Before getting to the conclusion, I'll take this opportunity. Sorry for the hiccups of the understanding that we are having this room until 10 o'clock, but I don't know why it has been made until 9. Give it to Honorable Mahlangu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll try to be short because people are already here. I won't take a long time, but Tate Mfokeng, Tate Mokoena, we have been with you since the matter has been reported to us, and re a leboga hore le tshwile go nwa le nna le rena fa re a leboga ka kudu. But let me thank you, Chairperson, and the members of the NCOP, particularly the members of the committee. You've done a very, very, very good job. You are very focused on this issue. It is quite true that the petition was sent to me via an honorable member of this house, Mr. Jacobs, who then referred the memorandum to me, and then, I'm sorry, the petition. I then referred the petition to you and the committee to work on the petition and see what you can do to assist in Tate Mfokeng and Tate Mokoena there. And I can openly say that the chairperson has been briefing me from time to time about the progress that this committee is making. The last time he briefed me was the week on which the case was to be settled in court on the Thursday of that week. I can't remember which week was it, but he was very much irritated actually when he briefed me that in that day. You could see that he's eager that this thing must be done once and for all, and we want to say to the Constitutional Court also that they've done a wonderful job to see this thing in a different way than the TRC. And Chairperson, thank you very much for the wonderful work and your committee that you have done here. When we talk about the oversight, I'm sure you've already always heard me talking about. This is what we're talking about. Oversight is about follow-up until you get what you want. You don't stop until you get what you want. Now, today, we have got what we wanted to get, but we have not finalized the process, as you are all saying. Can I then suggest that perhaps from here, the chief legal advisor will have to put up his people together, the heads together, and advise legally, because it's still a legal matter, and advise the committee legally what steps can we do, even as a house, what is it that we do in terms of all what you are proposing, resolutions and everything. They must put a legal opinion for us, and then we are going to move on with the issue until the whole thing is settled. But I want to thank also everybody who's been very helpful to you, Chairperson, and your committee in assisting you to drive this thing to the end. It's unfortunately I'm cutting quite a number of things which I wanted to say, but let's respect the other committee which is here, because they've also booked the room. And thank you very much for giving me this brief moment. I wanted to have been to Kroonstad, but you couldn't find me. I saw you on television there. I could have joined you to get the two comrades together with you. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks. We're concluding by saying legal people are going to prepare something that will advise us so that we must be in order, as it's still a legal matter. I'll conclude by thanking everybody and saying, in one of the writings of Cabral, it's saying, to live forever, you must do something great. And to have people that were in prison for 19 years and maintaining that they are innocent and speaking the truth, it's actually being true to that thing, that to be regarded as somebody who has lived forever, you must have done something that is great. It's great for them to be there for all the years. It's great for them to maintain one story to date. We are going to get the necessary advice. We are going to take it to its logical conclusion. It's not the end of it. The committee will be looking to it until we make sure that we finish it. To the committee that is here for a 9 o'clock meeting, very sorry for an inconvenience that might have been caused. I officially declare this one closed.